Okay. So now, we spoke about this a little bit yesterday, that the Ramah and Siman Gimel could be explained based upon what he wrote himself in Siman Beis. There's the power of Tuvei Ha'ir. They can make Hefka, they can do whatever they want, and everyone presumably accepts them. They're the ones who are the committed to appoint the Dayanim Kivuim, and this is exactly what they have the power to do. And the Pesach Teshuva said, you know, it's because the alternative is worse. We thought that's when Zablo was honest. If Zablo was dishonest, then Fakert, a Bezin Kavua would certainly be better. Now, the Pesach Teshuva writes, you accept them upon you. Of course, you accept them upon you. It's not necessarily going to work fine. I don't want to repeat the whole shiur from yesterday. I want the question was, how do you make a Bezin Kavua? The Tuvei Ha'ir, we spoke at the end of the shiur, maybe the rabbis, they're the Tuvei Ha'ir. Not so crazy, because they represent their respective shuls. And each rabbi respects a shul, they represent a shul. The shul got together and established Dayan, why not? It seems to me, though, as I said at the end of the shiur, the rabbis are not considered to be in charge of money. That's the board of directors, you know, the presidents of the shuls. They're in charge of the money aspects, so they maybe have a greater say. So maybe we can make the following suggestion, which it's not going to work, at least we should suggest it, okay? Number one, a rav in his shul should be officially given a position of av bezdin. Now, you know, if you read in Europe, oh, he was a Rav and Av Bezdin in this town, and the other town, the third town. In America, that's not the Kubal. You don't find that someone's called a rabbi, he's called an Av Bezdin. There is no Bezdin, there's no Av nothing. But maybe that should change. He should be appointed by the official members of the group, the president, the officers, the Gaboyim, the trustees. Every shul has its own bylaws. The Rav should be an Av Bezdin. If it's by a majority vote. Look, if I'm not mistaken, New York State law, to hire or fire a rabbi, you need a majority vote of the entire membership. Is that still correct? I mean, not true in New Jersey. In New York, I'm pretty sure it's true.
It depends on their own charter.
Okay, I think there's some kind of law in New York. No, they want more than 50%. That's a different story. But you can't just, one guy hire the rabbi and no one else, I'm just hiring. No. You want to fire a rabbi? No. There's certain rules and regulations of New York State. But put us on New York State. The idea of a majority works. It works not only in secular law, it works in Jewish law. And the Chasam Sofer says, we're offline again. The Chasam Sofer says the majority of those who show up for the meeting, vote. What? Today's election day, Rabbi Yosef. I'm listening last night. What was this morning? I think it was this morning, 7 o'clock, the news. I yawn. Who's being elected today? Nobody. I couldn't figure out. Nope. They expect a very light turnout. Okay. Doesn't matter. The majority of those of the light turnout who vote, their person wins. That's what Chasam Sofer says. They make a decision for the community. Most people don't vote. Sorry, Charlie, you didn't vote. You in effect empowered the others who are voting to make a decision for you. You can't come later and say, well, he 40% of the people voted for him. Yeah, but only 20% voted against him. The other 40 stayed home. They just lost their say. Chuvas Chasam Sofer. It's not talking about secular law. Chasam Sofer says so. Anyway, so typically the Rav is chosen by a majority. As a matter of fact, there was a thing called a Ksav Rabbonus. Have you ever Ksav Rabbonus? Have you had the institution? You should look it up. It's fascinating. Start. Whenever they wanted a rabbi, they'd have a Ksav Rabbonus. Fancy document. Rabbeinu HaGadol, blah, blah, ben blah, 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 family, blah, blah, blah. You should be a Rav, you should be a Rav Bezin, you should be a this, you should be this. Signed. Now who signs? Who signs a Ksav Rabbonus? So typically it was signed by the Pnei of the Shul, you know, the Rosh HaKol, the officers, the Gaboyim, the trustees, whatever you want to call them. they sign. What if a guy says, I never signed? He's not my rabbi. He's not my dayan. I never signed. Huh? So the Pesachei Tshuva talks about this, Rebbe. So let's take a look at Pesachei Tshuva. Simon, yes. While he's asking, Simon, you dalet of cotton hay. Hope you have either the Shulchan Aruch or computers with you so you can look inside. Yeah.
Many cotton today don't have yotin.
Don't have yotin, yotin. Right.
Some don't even have yotin.
It's true, too. It's true. It's true. It's true. You are right. So that's you're asking one of the many kashas against this proposal. There are many. But, okay, this is one of them. But at least a person could potentially, even if it's some knowledge, not the degree so much as the knowledge, that would count over here. Okay, so what's the Pesachei Tshuva talking about over here? It's a very lengthy Pesachei Tshuva. If you have a chance, please look inside. You all have Shulchan Aruch. Simen Yudalid, Sif Katan Hey. Takes the greater part of a page. Okay, what's the context over here? It's an important context. The Rama is writing over here as follows. The Rama writes, there could be a person who's wealthy and he's a tough guy. Usher Mukzak Va'alam Be'iro. He's known as a tough guy who rules the town. Motzin Oslo Mirachis. Different town. In his own town, the rabbis are more learned. Doesn't matter. They can't stand up, they can't face up to this guy. He's such a powerful guy. So the other fellow, the other protagonist, has a right to demand that the venue be changed. Again, as he quotes over here, Lav Dafka Alam, Pesachei Tshuva writes, Elashim Hu Be'iro Godol B'Chochma V'Mala. Or Rove Beneo Ear Son of the Mishmato. He's a big hacker. Most people listen to what he has to say. So the other fellow can demand, I want to go to a different city. Lavdaki is a strong man. If he's an influential man, it's also a serious problem. Okay? That's the question. Now, there's a whole story over here. I can't be in the city. The judge, they're all afraid of you. They're afraid, let's go to another place. Goes, gives it all kinds of details. The Bach quotes it, based upon a Mordechai. I can't show you anything, I'm so sorry. No, the Behuda quotes this. Tinyana Simon Bays. This has to do with taxes, you have to go outside of the town, etc. Fine. I can't read the entire Pesachei Tshuva. It's very, very long. Just a little bit. A few things. It's like this. What happens in certain the city, the Chevra Kadisha, the heads of the Chevra Kadisha, Hem Ikore V'Roshi Ayir, V'Chol Tzorche Ayir Nechtochem Apiem, Ve'emoson mutelas al kol here. They're scared stiff. You know, one day I have to meet the Chevra Kadisha, and I can't set up with them. You can't set up with them. All right, fine. So he says you have to go to a different place, to the closest city. Oh, and he says going to a new city. Because Tana is the best in the Samach Ne'elef, Odev Mizablo Vizablo. Ubefrat, Bedoros Halalu, Sheesh Toan Medivre Rashi. Remember the Russian and the third parent, Sheesh Toan Medivre Rashi, and they do Zablo as crooks. Then you're better off not only with the best in town, even with the best from the nearby town. Still better than Zablo. Still. Okay. Now, goes further. it says, over here like this. Someone wants to say, I'm not going to go to the Abbezin. No, you have to go to the Abbezin. Kiblu kol ha-medina ze Abbezin yos raf. Uvichlal ze kiblu also beferish yesh sholish lechol dvar mishpat shiolem. Velo chilku bein balibat and poshut ubein balibayis and parnas. Vim kein kevin sheshnei atzotodim hemi yos ha-kilo. Hare kfar kol echad sova v'kibel. Uvenidon zesh hishtarav v'zeh ksav rabonis. Listen carefully to the next words. V'chasumim olav chof ches balabatim. B'shem kol hakol. Shekiblu lios tamet sholosh b'chori v'shem enish l'chavero. You can't back out. What do you mean? I'm not one of the 28 people. 28 people signed. Bonding on them. No. 28 people signed, so I said, I don't know what percentage that is, but the important people signed on it. It's binding on everybody, Rabbi Osai.
Congress.
Okay.
Right? Why particularly 28? I can understand 7.
I guess 7 times 4 is 28. I why they picked says when? I can't answer that question. Maybe there's no more room on the Sabra bonus. You know, there's no room to sign. They signed. That's what it sounds like. Therefore, If you want a Bezin Kavua to work in a city, you have the Gaboy, you know, the officers, the trustees, whoever the son of the Ksara Bonus, so he's an Abezdin. And whatever he says in any altercation between us goes. And if the rabbi is going to be a Sholish, in other words, each one can pick one and he'll be the third. That's one system that they had over here. Or any other system that the rabbi chooses should be binding. If every shul will choose their rabbi as their abbezin, then the rabbis can come together. In Baltimore, you didn't have the first step. The rabbis got together on their own and they started to make a bezin. So they said, who are you? But if all the shuls would make their own rabbis as their abbezin to choose a bezin for whom everyone has to appear, and then all the rabbis got together and pick a particular abbezin as their abbezin, Shalotovitz, Shalita, in Baltimore, it seems to me that would be binding on everybody. Anyone in that town would have to go to that rabbi. I told you what the system, nice system. You can pick your own rabbi to be a, you know, your quote unquote borer of the local rabbis in town, and he'll be the sholish. And that's a good system. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. Now, you know, it's not only geographically one town, you can be existentially one town. Chassidim. You know, all the Ger Chassidim, they're all over the world, Ger Chassidim, all over the whole world. They can all say, we are joining the Ger Shul, we are members of the Ger Kehila, and any Din Torah will be decided by the Ger Rebbe, or his representative. And you can't go outside of the system. That would be good, even though they're not geographically contiguous. One could be in London, one could be in New York, one could be in Yerushalayim. No, they're born to the same community, the community of the Ger Chassidim. I thought that would work. But of course it's better that everybody should sign. Try this in my shul, it didn't work. Every one who wants to become a member of a shul. So right? That, yeah, sorry.
Eretz Yisrael, they elected by majority the Memshala.
No.
The Memshala appointed a Bezdin.
Correct.
How can a Badatz pretend to have any authority? It should be covered by...
The Badatz does not recognize the Medina Ha'arurim. They're bullshit
the
bunch of...
Rule. I mean, it's a majority concept.
The Keshe Rishon made them an Aminyan. They have all the lines that they take. Your question not against the Badat. They're not goyres to Medina. What about the Aguda? They're goyres to Medina big time.
Yeah.
You know, they're very much goyres to Medina. But they will also not necessarily go to recognize the authority of the Rabbanut HaRashit. More than that, people who are Mizrahi also cannot be brought by force, if you will, into the chief rabbinate system of what they did. According to the rule of the chief rabbin in itself, if Reuven and Shimon want to come to a din Torah by the Rabbanut on monetary matters, which have nothing to do with marriage or divorce, they must sign a shtar biruim, and if they won't, the Rabbanut will not touch them. I don't know if they even send us monks. I'm not sure. They don't throw their weight around. It's important to know. It's very important to know.
But it's interesting, when you go to court there, you can check a box, either kalacha or like common law.
You're talking about for end of marriage situations?
No, just
general.
In general.
I don't
so
know.
So it has the authority of a court.
I know that, but to my knowledge, again, it's called borerut. To my knowledge, you cannot be forced by another party to come into the betin mamoni of the rabbanut harashit without your agreeing. That's my understanding, having read about it at some length in that beautiful fat sefer called Seder Adin by Rabbi Shocher, Professor Shocherman. I read at length. That's my understanding from what I saw. So therefore, the best thing to do on the membership form. What's your name? What's your spouse's name? What's your kid's names? You know, the basic stuff. What's your phone number? Whatever. I agree that the rabbi of this shul is my avbezdin in any altercation within this kehillah. I have to follow him.
Yeah, the law is a little bit different. It has to be a separate agreement. It can't be in the membership.
Oh yeah, have to be separate.
As long as it's a separate agreement, it would work.
Okay, so we'll have to get a separate piece of paper. You do me a favor, give me a copy. Our new membership starts January 1st. We're holding ready in November. I'm willing to give it out to the people. It's no joke. They won't sign. It's their fault. And when they get in trouble, they don't. I tried this already with once. And it didn't quite work. I tried it. I'll come to it in a minute. I think I did what I had to do.
You have to reapply every year if you're a shul?
No. You have to pay a membership every year. You have to check every year.
Then you don't fill out any forms.
Okay. But it says we set before anyway. Next time you have a check, with your check, please sign this piece of paper. So now, the best thing we can do, everyone should sign a piece of paper that the rabbi is the avbez. Let's say the 10 shuls in town. Tinek, more than 10 shuls in Tinek right now. A lot of shuls, Baruch Hashem. So every rabbi will be appointed by his membership as the avbez of that particular shul. Okay? And they should have a bez kavua. The rabbis will establish based upon the mandate given to them by the respective balabatin. That'll be the case. You gotta speak to an expert in arbitration law. Then any fight within Tinek, it's not gonna help out of Tinek. Within Tinek, you have a bezin kavua. You can't look for Zablo or run to some Hasidic bezin somewhere in Muncie or in
Rome. Sometimes you have the opposite problem. I remember with our rabbi where it was between two members, and he said, it's between members, pick another.
Many rabbis will recuse themselves when two members are arguing with each other. I still remember once when Rabbi Abner Weiss, who's been out of Riverdale now for over 30 years, had a case of two people in the shul were fighting. So he asked some other rabbi to come. So he happened to pick three other rabbis to come. He introduces, I'm recusing myself. He walked out, left us holding the bag. Okay, he didn't want to get involved with the two balabatim. I remember that story happened. So there seems to be, based on more Makas of Zion, that, as we mentioned, referenced before, is an obligation to appoint a Bezdin in each and every province called Plachu Plach. We spoke about this at the very beginning of the year, the first day. And the Ramban writes to be in the Parsha Shoftim, even though there's no Smuchim on the level of the Rabbonon, the obligation still exists. And even the Chutzlaretz. Even chutzaratz. In other words, Beretz Yisrael is b'chol year of year. Chutzaratz is b'chol plach u'plach. It sounds like it's a chiyuv. The Rambam sounds not that way. Rambam sounds like it's only a reshus, but not that it's a chiyuv. But chol the Rambam, it's a chiyuv, at least with the Rabbanan. And in Europe, they always had. And Pashas women without the mitzvah. Rabbi Bleich Shlit, I wanted to show it to you on the screen. It went down today. If you have a chance, go look for it. It's in tradition. If you want to see it online, get it in tradition. I think 1993, I think it's 27 volume 1, no, the year 27 volume 1. How's it called? The Bezdin, an institution whose time has arrived. He gave a very impassioned, beautiful presentation. I was there. It's time to make what he called a national Bezdin. What was his proposal? Beautiful proposal. I would wish it would work. Along the lines of what they did in Baltimore. Pick 10 Dayanim from across the country, all chugim, that are terrific, that are honest, that are smart, ala miles, 10. And now every person in any sichsuch within any member of all these communities together can pick one of those 10, anyone. 20, 20, whatever, you pick a right number. Those people are real dayanim, not the play, not people taking money on the side with all the sticker. Really, chashuv rabbanim who know the halacha, and they'll pick a third. It'll be a national bez, and the guy won't be able to say, no, I want to go to this community and get my guy, and we're going to pay him on the side, ex potato. No, they're going to run it correctly. It's a great idea. I wish it would work. The Aguda established a bez in some years back. I rarely go to Aguda conventions these days, but they had this thing about a bez, and I went. It's a Friday morning. I went. Very impassioned. People said a lot of money was invested in this. I'm told millions of dollars. They want to have a good business. My inside sources tell me that they're not doing too much business. And the reason is they, to their credit, it's a mila, there's no business.
They're honest.
Exactly. And they allow Tohanim. The Tohanim don't want to go to them because they can't pull shtick. We beg them, don't allow Tohanim. Then, of course, Tohanim say, don't go. Please then these people honest would go. Now, I don't know, I'm told they're not doing too much business. I wish them well. A good chosh of a dayanim. Rabbi Shachar Thomas is one of them from Baltimore. And I think it's Rabbi Geldseler from Muncie. Very chosh of a dayan. And another Hasidish dayan. And I think it's Rabbi Khan from Lakewood is on it. It's not the city one day. They brought from different circles. They put four dayanim on. This way, in case one of them knows somebody, he can recuse himself. Right? Hopefully the guy won't know more than one of the four. It's a great system. I even know someone who's working there as we'll call the Safra the Diner as a secretary, if you will, of the best, but I'm told there's not that much business, which is a shame.
When I was an attorney, one of the interesting discussions I used to have is the average wealthy person believes that if they buy the best attorney, they're ensuring the result. And if I would win, I'd say to him, it's thank God. They go, what do you mean? I paid you all this money. I said, we won because of thank God.
That's right.
They go, but didn't you? I said, let me assure you something. I said, I did the best I could. Whether you win or lose has nothing to do with me. And they would go away nervous. So there are a lot of wealthy people in there with the support of the concept, but they would never go there because they don't want the result. Okay. You can't buy it.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. We love honest batei din. And all the dayanim in that bez are honest, very, very, very honest. Again, I hope I'm wrong. I'm told there's not that much business going on. I feel very bad. Now, of course, the Or HaChaim, I mentioned to you before, the very beginning, Parashat Shoftim says, from the Psikta, Im ein shotrim ein shoftim. If there's no enforcement, what's the point? The court is pointless. You can't force people, no obligation to appoint judges in the first place. If the people listen to their dayanim without a shoter, they have to make shoftim. Therefore, it seems to me that the rabbanim have an obligation to tell the balabatim, we want to set up this kind of a system, be it on a local level, be it on a national level, whatever level, one shul level, whatever you want. I tried it in my shul. If they accept it, then the bezel kavua. And then we discharge our obligation. You can't say I want to go to somebody else. If they won't accept it, Rabbanim did what they could. Can't force them. And if they don't listen, it's not the Rabbanim's fault. They try their best. I try my best. I try to make myself an abez. Now I'm looking for work. Because there shouldn't be fights between the balabatim and end up in secular court or some other guy in Brooklyn somewhere. I failed. The balabatim would not accept me as their exclusive dayan. I mean, with whoever I point with me, or even if it's designated, if I want to accuse myself, quote unquote, they didn't accept me. They went to Brooklyn. When they went to Brooklyn, I did mine. Not much that I can do besides that. Okay, Rabbosai, let's now turn our attention to the Lashon of the Rambam. I hope everyone has it either in your regular Shulchan Aruch in Siman Gimel Sif Aleph, or if you have in the back end Mishpat Hamoleh, or you're on your computer. But the words of the Rambam are very interesting, and I want to say a pshat which is not accepted, but just, you know, it's hard to know. Usually, when the Rambam says something, you look it up in Dak Emoshe. Look at Dak Emoshe, and then you can see what he says. Here, it doesn't really say much in Dak Emoshe. You can look it up. I don't have the tour in front of me. Do you have a tour with you? No. On your screen. Now you look at Dak Emoshe. Let's read the words. Venerally, I'm reading the words of the Rambam one more time. The Davka B'dayonim She'enem Kavuim. When do we say again, I write this up law? If there's no set judges in town. Avalim Dayonim Kavuim Be'ir. If there are set judges in town, Lo yuchal lo ma'al odin rifneim ele rizabla chenoan b'yirein. So I think this, the regular pshat is, if the bezin kavua b'yir, you no longer have the right to ask rizabla. There's a whole pilpul, how do you make a bezin to a bezin kavua? Is the bezin to Baltimore kavua, yes or no? Etc., etc. But if you look at Shulchan Aruch, which is the background for the Ramah, what did it say? This is again, Shulchan Aruch and Sif Aleph. It has a start. Kol shlosha nikron bezin. Okay? Ve'im donen es ha'odah bal korcho. They can force someone to appear before them. Im ha'nit from esarev le'ru l'din. If he refuses to come to bezin completely. That's how the Shulchan Aruch says. He wants Zabla, he wants a different bezin, he makes Zabla. So when the Ramah says, Ein, when there's Dayanim Kfuim Be'ir, you can't say, I won't go to you instead of Zabla. Maybe he means as follows. You have to be judged at the front of Dayanim Kivuim. As opposed to what? Those who are not Dayanim Kivuim. Who are not Dayanim Kivuim? Look, individuals who either are hedyotos, they don't know too much, or, because remember, there was Shulchan Aruch there before, vafilo hedyotos. Why? Somebody knows something, chatz yosros v'dinim, have know a little bit, okay, that's a famous Ramah, one knows something, the others don't know so much. So, that's what the Mechaber says, and the Ramah adds that a little addition at the beginning of the Sif Aleph. So if you have someone who has a hedjot or a tam chokha who's not dayan kavua, no. He didn't say ha dayanim ha kavuim ba'ir. That's what I would. If he meant to stand up shop, he's missing two hays. He should have said, when can a guy stand? He wants abla when b'dayanim she'enim kavuim. There are no dayanim kavuim. Abal im ha dayanim kavuim ba'ir. If there are these three judges that kavu in the city, you can't say, I won't go to them. It's not what it says. So you get an impression that maybe he means, that you can go to a Zabla within the Dayanim Kavuim. You said yesterday, there's more than one bezin in town. The whole series about this is Rabbi Ronald in Krakow, not going to be Reinu. Krakow had who knows how many Jews in Ramah's time? Thousands upon thousands of from Jews in the crack on the Ramah's time. So there wasn't just three judges. There were quite a few. So maybe what the Ramah means, you want Zabla, right? I want to go to the Dayan of my choice. Davka Dayanim She'enim Kavuim. What does that mean? The Rechab said, I can force you if you won't go anyway. But on the other hand, if you want to go to Zabla, I don't want those three, I want a different three, then I can force the Zabla. That's only if my offer was for a different three among Dayan and Kavuim. It'll come out that if I want Dayan and Kavuim in the city, there may be 150 Dayan and Kavuim in the city, and I want to pick one of those Dayanim Kavuim, you can't say no. I want to go to an unrecognized person to be a borer. That's a different pshat in the Ramah, not the same pshat. What if there are two Bezin Kavuim Be'ir? What do you do then? One can say, I want this one, I want that one. No, and what will happen if the other guy says the other way around? Right, so Beis Yosef, if it's an impasse, you have to pick what's called a Bezin Hashavah L'Shneihem. Bezin acceptable to both parties. Now the Shach over here writes as follows. Shach writes, words are important. Aval ilesbu chad yoda psil yodin miyum himchum rabim aleihem afilu gilma yosh vekronis ksherim. If they appointed them, then no matter what, he is acceptable. Okay? And he quotes over here, let me find the right place. Excuse me. Look on the back. They have what's called the Kutras Shamcha. So give me a second. Those who have my fancy Shulchan Aruch should look on the back. Here we're in Siman Gimel. Siman Beis. Siman Gimel. Give me a minute, please. Smashach. The kitzur, there seems to be that the minig is the nitva, in effect, can force the toveya to come to the bez that he wants to go to. It's against the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef is an impasse, can it choose a bez that they both accept? And the Shach quotes in the Marash Dam, no. At the end of the day, the nitva, I'm the one, I'm holding on to the money. If you want to get me into a din Torah, you have to go to the best that I want, otherwise I'm just not coming. So it appears. It's against the Beis Yosef. Who's right? So if you look in the Shach, he quotes here from the Mabit. Maybe I can get it in the Kutras in the back. Hold on. Not everything is here for some reason. Apparently, Rabbi Osai, Mabit says like this. He understood that the Torah understood the Smag that way, and that's why the Torah argued with him. The Smag with him at the Beis Yosef. You have to have a Bez Nashove or a Zablo. And what will happen at the end of the day if they just can't agree? I both have reading from the Shulchan Aruch. You all have the Shulchan Aruch in front of you. Sif. Let me find this. Hold on, please. Give me a second, please. Here we go. In Siman Yud Dalet, that's what we were before, the long Pesachet Shuvah was in Siman Yud Dalet. Shulchan Aruch writes as follows. Two guys are fighting. One says, let's go to Bez Nagodol. Right. This is on the Mar Makomas. Let's go back to the Mar Makomas. You haven't seen it open the Gemara yet today. Daf Laman Aleph Medbeis. You guys have the Mar Makomas? See, I think I may have a copy in front of me. I haven't consulted it for a while. Lamed Aleph Mid Beis. Evan, please look inside. Lamed Aleph Mid Beis. Yossi Rav Dimi, the last 10 narrow lines. Om Rabbi Yochanan, HaTokev Eschaver B'din Echad Omer Nodim Kan V'yuchad Omer Nelech L'mokam Avad. What's the Mokam Avad? Big Machlek is the Mokam Avad means. Does it mean the greater Bezdin? Or if you will, the greatest Bezdin? Bezdin HaGol. We'll see soon. Kofen also V'yelech L'mokam Avad. You have to go to the bigger Bezdin. Omer lefana Rabbi Elazar, Rebbe, Mishenosha bechavera mona, yoti mona al mona. What do you mean? It's going to cost me $100 to get to that location, and I'm only asking for $100. So any debtor can easily not pay a penny by making a $100 expense. Elakofan also bedan beiro. You force the guy to hear the case in the city. Now, presumably they're both living in the same city. Okay, it manami Rav Safa Shnayim Shnis Atzer B'Din Echad Amen Nodon Kan V'Echad Amen Nechad L'Mokom Avad Kol from Osef Adon Beir, first wide line. The Mutzrach Dovel Vishol, you're not the top guys. Kol Osef Vishalchen, you'll send to the base of Ad, they should help you out. Vim Omer Kisru Tnuli Meis Atam Dantuni, you say, well, what's this all about? Kol Svin Vinostin Lo. You have to write him the reasons for the Psak Din. Okay? Psak Din. What's Mokam Avad? Rashi says, HaTokev, Mokam Avad, Tamina Chachamim Arbe, she is a boshman. You want to make sure that he's going to get the right truth, but you embarrass from them. Okay? So therefore you, doesn't mean Bez Nagodol only, it means a group of greater Chachamim. Fine. We're skipping a little bit. Amar Amem Hilchos a Kofen also the Elchum Makom Avad. Hi, you learn Kofen also B'don B'iro. Hani Mili Heichad Dekama Leilove LeMalve. Avol Malve. Eved Love LeIsh Malve. Rashi. Heichad Dekama Love Neilchum Makom Avad. When the debtor wants to go another place. No, just don't try to make an expense to get away with murder. Kofen also of Yodan Khan. Lot is Mona al Mona. Okay. But what'll happen, Rabosai, when the Toveya says, let's go another place? Toveya says. Then Eved Lova Lish Malve, and the Toveya wins. So it would appear. Amazing. The Shulchan Aruch, and we'll be—you have to look on the Shulchan Aruch, either on the computer or on the back of the Gemara or with a real Shulchan Aruch. Yudalad Aleph, Shnayish and Itzasu Bedin. Zeh Menin Kazeman did not Besin Hagodol. Bez Nagodol. Where did that expression come from? Bez Nagodol. The word Bez Nagodol. You know, today they use the word Bez Nagodol Mishalayim for the appellate division of the Rabbanut. But we know what Bez Nagodol really means. That means the Bez Nagodol in Yerushalayim. That's what the Shulchan Aruch said. Where did the Shulchan Aruch get his expression from, as usual? From the Rambam in Perek Vav Halacha Vav Perek Vav Halacha Vav in Hilchos Sanhedrin. We have that in the back. It's always good to see it in the Rambam. It's the same words, but if you see it from the Rambam, somehow it seems to us more authoritative. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perek Vav. Those who have the Mishpat Amale, it's on page Yud Dalit. Half it, most down the second column. Shnayim Shnatzim Bedin. Echad Amen Yodan Kan. Vechad Amen Nala LeBezdin HaGodol. The word Bezdin HaGodol we know in Rambam speak is the Bezdin HaGodol in Yerushalayim. Why? Shema Yitu Eila Dayonim. Yotziu Mama Shalok Adin. So the Lovis insists on going far away. Kofen also Vidon Beiro. That's what it says. The Gemara seems to say differently, no? Halacha Zayin. Kamed Bamurim Shadin Shazetoin Vizetoin. Oksh Omer Hamalve Nodun Kain Valova Omer Nech Bez Nagodol. He forced it. Aval Omer Hamalve Nech Bez Nagodol Kofen Es Halove Vole Moshe Nemen Moshe Malve. Not only a lova dafka, hiziko, exalo, etc. You force the nitba to go with the toveya. When is that halacha ches? It's some witnesses, some raya, something. Avotana reikonis, joke. And mechayven es hanit on lotzeis klal el nishba b'mkom v'nifti. You can't force me to leave for nothing. Yut halacha ches v'chein adim bezman hazeh she'ein shom bezdin godo. Doesn't exist. What happens if they're bigger chachamim? Avol yesh mekomos sheyesh ben chachamim gedolim umchin the rabbim mekomos sheyesh ben talmidim sheinim kmosan. Amahamal v'nelach lemokom ploni sheberetz plonis leploni ploni agadol on the front of bedin zeh shekofen es halove v'holach imor v'chein ayu meisim v'chol yom besvard. So although it sounds like strictly speaking would only apply to bez nagadol mamish, that's how you understood it, but the halach applies equally. Even according to the Rambam, maybe Takanas Chachamim, to a group of greater scholars, and that's what's quoted the Halacha Lemaisa in the Rambam in Perek Vav, Halacha Vav through Tes, And in Shulchan Aruch there's also some reference to it as well. Let's go back over here where we started. Yud Dalid, what does it say? So Kofanos of Adon Biru says the Shach Ayin Rashdam Simen Zayin and Simen Yud Beis. So let's now turn to, as I told you before, I was looking at the wrong Simen, my mistake. I'm in Simen Yud Dalid. Those who have the fancy Shulchan Aruch can look at the back and see what exactly happened over here. It's very, we come to a very, very critical point in a moment. Okay. Shach Yud Dalid Gimel. Look at the Marashdam. Rabbosai, it's very long. Yud Gimel is long. Yud Beis is long. Very, very long. Long discussion over here. What the Marashdam says. He says as follows: the minig is that the Nitva can force him, can have the upper hand against the Beis Yosef. The Mabit. Mabit is also found over here. The Shach quotes it in Simon Reish Pei. Those who have my Gemara have the same thing over here. I'm just reading to you what's a little bit in this Mabit. Can't read the entire thing. It's, again, very long, a column and a half. Writes as follows. The Smak said, Yochol Echad, those who have my edition, it's page Ayin Aleph. It's column 1, exactly opposite where it says in the left column, Shimon Gimel. Shimon Gimel, right there. Yochol Echad Baladin and Loma Lo'odin Bifnezeh Afal Pi Shukot Mimenu Me'achash Yesh Pi Yerachir Kos to Mordechai and Agos Ashri. Okay. So nearly is the Marashdam speaking. Mash Oma Lo'odin, excuse me, the Mabit. Mash Oma Lo'odin Bifnezeh Bifnezeh Ratzaloma Lolo Odin Bifnezeh Levada Shabirat Ato. I'm not going to go to that to the best that you chose. El Bifnezeh Imo Shani Mevara Alpha Pishen Gadol Kamo. It's going on the Mishnah of Zeborim. Oh. Talks about the case of Beidina de Rav Huna de Rav Chista. The Rambam writes, Afilo Yechad Shabiro Baladin Gadol Vekata En Yoch Olocha Ves Baladino Shiyodanei Tzazeh Elegam Hu Bor Mishri Yirtzeh. If we go down to Zabla. Fine. In Kol Echad, Yom Yochalom Alo Odin Bifnezeh, Rakh Bifnezeh, Ve Olam Lo Yamdo Ladin. So they quote the Smag, and they some understand the Smag not talking about Zabor, only what we... Nira Li, it's the Bez and Mumcha Kavoa Birachas, and echad nina balei dinim yechol omer lechavero les lo ratzon chavero et tibur atov evro ani. No. Yelchu lebezin shebiir. That's what the Rambam said. It's a bezin, what he called over here, what? Bezin mumcha kavua. You have to go to them. And if it's a bezin acha kavua god over here, the two more than one, afilu lo v'yochol liakev. And Hashem wrote to Ma'av Liver Abez and Ha'acher Afil Kotem Imenu Shidun Shneimer Shus Biyodo V'lo V'nami Motzi Mi'akev Ma'av Abir Abez and Hagodol, as we said earlier. And Hashem lo Rotzu Shneim on Derech Breira. Oh, Zeh Omer Abez and Zeh Zeh Abez and Zeh. They don't agree on a they can't agree. Holchen Achar Hagodol. And so too Im Abotei Dinim lo Rotzu Lodem Biyachad. This is an interesting idea. Get an impression over here that the Zabla can mean, look, I want Bezin A, you want Bezin B. Let's pick one from each Bezin, and I'll pick a third. That's what we do all the time in our Bezin. But they refuse to talk to each other, but they didn't. Yochol kol echad me'en locha v'eschaver leluch v'bezin agadol. Kevin shein b'irachas. They can force him to go to Bezin agadol. And the Malve can force to go to Bezin agadol, even in a different city, that the Lover cannot do. Then the two Bade didn't come in the same city. Even the Malva can't force the Lova to go to the Kotan or to the Bora. They go to the Bezin Gadol of the Bade Dinim in the city. That's where there's a hierarchy, a pecking order, where everyone understands that one Bezin is greater than the other. Unfortunately, in today's world, you rarely find that. Who says you're bigger than me? And the Smag says, Yochol Kolecha Lachavos Chayab Bereira. That means when She'ein abeis, but they didn't kavu on the bezin shabir. Oh, beis abale dinim he meir acheres. Ubo poladun. Yochlu livro shneim es shneim, but they didn't. I Ravina Rav Chista, Ravuna Rav Chista, that they both shnei bale dinim meir acheres. If they're the same city, came and the mistama be dinayah the Ravuna Rav Chista kavi biasrayu. Mati kol chad minayah lochav lechaver the meizel the bezin Ravuna. The Havili Godom Mir of Chista is greater. It's greater. That's it. You have to go to the bigger one. This is all in the Mabit. Haklal. Kol Shesh Bezin Kavua Mumcha Beir. No one can get around. The Lova can't get out of that one. Can't say, I want to Zablo. El Kshu Godom Mir of Bezin Kavua Mumcha Beir. Oh, it's a different story. Vechen Afili Yesh Bezin Ache Godol Kavua Beir. Each one can force the other one to go to the Gadol, not the Zebla. And the Smag is when she'ein shnei bot edinim kvuin, as we said earlier. A long Mabit. Bottom line, this whole thing is the Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Yudalad, Siv Gimel. I'll read it to you. The Yeshom like the Smag. Let me read it to you, please. If you have a Shulchan Aruch, look inside. Yeshomim. Shemeshnei tamid chacham beir achas ho echad gadol mechavero yochol echad mibaladin lomar lo odin mifnei zeh al mifnei zeh v'af api shukot mimenu kemer sheshnei birachas. Finished. It's my choice. Of course, the question will become: what is an impasse? So that whoever has a nesivus, either on your computer or in real life, open to the nesivus of Rosh here, and this is on the Maran Kamos, I believe. Yes, it is. Nesivus Hamishpat Biurim Sivkot and Gimel. Everyone, please, this is very, very important. This is one of the most critical Nesivuses of the year, right here, right now. This comes up too often. Okay. Pirish is a Nesivus. Ben Amalva, Ben Alovi, Yechol, Naakev, Alchi, Yispashu, Yachal, Abez, Nechot. They can both stop. They both can, you know, insist. So they get together. So of course the Lova will say, I'll never get together. So Lova wins. End of the day. V'miyev shel ispasha yeshu shneim yachad. Both what they did. Havi ke'ein zebro lo echad. Each person will have one representative and they'll pick a third or along those lines. V'im shnei abot eidin emein erosh l'shevis yachad. Azai hanitva kocho godol. Kevan sheyev shel l'chfosel shem al abezin zani rotze. The Sivis pass at the end of the day. Possessions is 9/10 of the law. They eat the two, but they didn't. And New York has more than two. I want this Bedaka Bezin of America. And the guy says, I want another Bezin. Sorry, Charlie. According to the Nesivus, if you take your best shot at the Bezin of America, or else. Of course, the problem, of course, becomes the other way around. Tobea wants the Bezin of America. It's a good case. No one goes to some fly-by-night Bezin. Unless you declare that Bezin doesn't exist, which is not a simple thing to do. Even in today's circuit, no matter what's going on, it's hard to say that. Then, in effect, the Nitva can, in effect, get away with it and quarter out to the Nesivus, force the Toveya to go to a somewhat shady bed. It comes out the Chatchil, we pass like the Beis Yosef and the Mabit. But at the end of the day, if it's impossible, the Marash Dam wins, that the Nitva has priority. It comes out like this. The Toveya wants a Dayan with not Kavua. Nitva wins. He wants a Bezin Kavua, even the Chatchila. Other way around. Toveya wants Dayanu Kavuin. Nitva can't say, I want a Zablo. That's the Ramah Simon Gimel, the way we understood it. The way we understood it. Not, is one Bezin Kavua in town, you can't go to Zablo. No. There can be more than one. But the other party doesn't want a Bezin Kavua. He wants a guy who's not part of Bezin Kavua. I want a Bezin Kavua. Then that shot is also correct. That the Nitva cannot do that. The Bezin has a right, the Tovei has a right to say, I want a Bezin Kavua. You want my Bezin Kavua? So pick your Bezin Kavua. We'll try it Zablo, whatever you want to call. You can't go to a private guy if there's a Bezin, even two Bezin didn't Kavua in the city. Nonetheless, the Pashup shot in the Ramah that if there's a Bezin Kavua, can't go to Zablo is also true. My bit said so, we just read it before. They can force it, okay? But of course, the question becomes, how do you determine who's the Bezin Kavua should be here? Kavachomer, how do you determine which Bezin in the city, the Bezin Kotlin, which is the Bezin Gov? I'm not ready to get involved in that kind of stuff because you're going to figure it out. What do you mean? Give me each one a bechina and chashad mishpat. I can't figure it out as man as that. So that's why we're left sort of a little stuck. Yes, the question.
The Ramah lived in a much more organized society.
100%.
It was feudal. Each of the Jewish towns had a charter, otherwise they couldn't exist.
Correct.
And maybe his view could be colored by the fact that any kind of undermining of the authority of the community, including the sitting Beis Din, could undermine the whole existence of the community. And
true.
People used to make kinsim like that, and it had effects.
100% right. 100% right. I want to tell you one thing that we spoke before about the Alta Haim. Oh, in Europe, we organized communities, was never any problem. That stopped already in the late 18th century in Western Europe, France, Napoleon, etc., etc., emancipation. And it moved gradually eastward. So that by the time you get to the late 19th century, and certainly the early 20th century, there were not that many communities that had organized kehillahs, power of taxation, the power of compulsion. It didn't really exist at that late stage in Jewish history. I mean, in some places still they existed, but not everywhere. That's for sure not. So America is not a completely different phenomenon. It's I always said America is the land of the free and the home of the brave. You know, everything goes. But even in Europe, before World War II, it wasn't so peaches and cream. Again, the Rav Vleichschlieter suggestions, already now 20-something years old, has not come to fruition. So we had suggested maybe make a little bit lowering our sights and making even a local kind of a Bezen Kavua. But from my personal experience, even that is going to be very, very hard. Very, very hard to do. Very, very hard to do. If you can do it, it'll be great. Again, I repeat, if you can do it, it'll be great. It'll be wonderful, no? We have a community, don't we? We'll call it the RCA, the OU, the Yeshiva, a lot of institutions that many people belong to. It would be very nice to have a, you know, our Bezin is officially related to both the RCA and the OU, but no one's making any move to establish us as a Bezin Kavua for this called RCA/OU community. It's a big community. Some want to call it Modern Orthodox, whatever name you want to call it. I'll just use the names that exist. RCA, OU. There are many RCA rabbis, many OU shuls. If they had a Bezin Kavua for them, they couldn't sneak out to some other less than honest, or even if they are honest, but they don't have the same worldview as this community, it's a miscarriage of justice. But again, I'm speaking now pie in the sky. So I'm a little bit of a realist. I don't see it happening. It'll be very nice. I don't see it happening. Okay. Yes.
Is there any way to discuss with other Batidim not to accept the cases on the grounds that it's just not, you go to your basin, you go to your community basin?
Here's the problem. All we need is one. So I'll speak with three other Batidim, who are friends of ours. Don't take cases from people who are all from the OU community. It's not right. Okay, so they'll go to, unfortunately, I won't say the word, worst business. So that's unfortunately not gonna work, unfortunately. Unless you want to go to war and say, this business doesn't exist. Oh, who says? You know, we're going to draw the line. Those battles are not usually worth fighting. Fine. We spoke a little bit at the very beginning of the year about the idea of a shlichu sayu. That you need smuchin for certain things, and if you don't have smuchin, it doesn't work. And it sounds like a takana de rabbanan of shlichu sayu that we're doing the bidding, if you will, of the old school. If you saw the lashon of the Gemara in the Tosfos, shlichu sayu de kamoi ko avdina. We're doing the shlichus of those who came before who had smicha. So, in other words, how should we say it? Smicha stopped the time of Hillel Hasheni. In the 4th century, or in the 21st century, so 1700 years later, we're still doing the shlichus of those who came before. That's the Lashon Tosfos. It's all in the Maamar Makabos. It's all shlichus ad kamoi ko avdina. We're doing the shlichus of the old guard. So Chasam Sofer writes in the Tshuva, or Chaim Siman Pei Dalet, that means what's called Netilas Rishus. What do you mean Netilas Rishus? not that we are their literal agents. They have appointed us to do something. If they appointed us to do something, there's a big problem. What's the problem? We spoke about a little bit about, you remember we spoke about Kiddush HaChodesh? That was the Kiddush Shir before Rosh Hashanah? Yes, am I correct? That was that Shir? Let me speak with that before Rosh Hashanah. But how we have the calendar nowadays, the Rambam and the Ramban. Mm-hmm. I had a whole Shir about that. So the Avnei Nezis Lashon, if you call it, was Hari Hillel Bashamayim. Hillel Hasheni is no longer alive. How can we be his agents? Same thing about Shlichu Sa'ad the Kamoi. The same thing. The Hillel Hasheni is Bashamayim. So how can a Dayan in Tav Shinai and Vav be a Shliach of Hillel Hasheni if Hillel Hasheni is Bashamayim? So what was the answer we gave then, if you recall? You may have good your memory is. I said the Ramban answered the question himself. Because the Ramban said at the very end of that long piece in Shevar Mitzvahs that we spoke about, the Ramban said, you know, the formality of declaring Mekudesh Mekudesh is not really a requirement. It's a mitzvah bi'alma. Mitzvah bi'alma. Oh, if that's the case, we said, you don't need that a bezin today be the shluchim of Hillel Hasheni. No. That would be if there would be a formal declaration. Then you say that Hillel Hasheni died, so those today can no longer carry out what they were told to do. No, it's not the pshat. We're just told to make the proper. I gave you the calendar forever. You plug in the numbers. You plug in which day is which. But they're just plugging in into a pre-existing equation that is established by Hillel Hasheni so many years ago. Just plugging it in. So plugging it in doesn't mean that the Mishaleh has to still be alive. He gave us Rishus, if you will, to plug it in till Mashiach comes. The same thing is true, Rabbi Oseh, says the Chasam Sofer, to explain Shlichu Soi de Kamoi, the Torah and Gin Pechesim and Beis, Dimasa Bemilsa, Shlichu Soi de Kamoi Avdina. So the question is that they died already. The answer is the same as as we gave an answer to the Avdei Nezis Kasha. The Ramban himself answered it by saying what? There's no need for a formality. It's just a question that they gave Rishus to plug in the numbers. So the Chasam Sofer writes, I can't show it to you today. Sorry, maybe tomorrow if we go back on screen. Or Rechaim Simon Pei Dalit. It's Netilas Rishus. Netilas Rishus works even if the person who appointed the person died. Because he gave Rishus for all generations to do what has to be done. You don't need that you're his actual agent. That's what I thought. Rabbi Osai, if you look at the Ran, at that Beis Amid Beis, we say as follows. We say that it works in a certain way. There's an Easter of Adyotos, it says Lefneha, and even the Baal Din can accept upon themselves as a problem. But what are they doing? Yishtamshu Adyotos Bekesem Mumchim? What's the answer? Mochul Al Kvodom. That's what it means, Shlichus Ayu. That's what it means. They're Mochul on the covenant forever. There's no violation, Rabbi Osai. There's no violation of the covenant of HaChamim which came before, because they were all Mochul on the covenant forever. Or the following distinction. When there's no Mumchen in the entire world, there is no Isser. The Isser to go to a Bezin Shel Yodos only means non-Smuchim, means if there's one Samach on the globe, or the planet, you have to go to him. They're now, since Hillel Hasheni everyone died out, there are no smuchim in the entire planet. So there's no pegiah in their cupboard. There's nobody there. You know, if you look in certain svarim, Yeshurin, which is the annual, it comes out twice a year, in Yud Beis, they quote from Reb Chaim Cohen, the Dayan of Brujas, if there's no bezin around and no other recourse, could be it's even mutter to go to our coast, Kavachom Ejotus. I'm not discussing that whether Chaim Cohen is right or when he's right. So therefore, it's not a problem. Right? Because when there's a need, Tikdu quote, Lahachtir Hedyotos Bekisran Shalmumchin. I can't show them right now with no screen. Of course, the question becomes, Rabbi Osai, that there seems to be a question, a stira, in the Rana Ramban. And here I have something which I can bring to you. I brought it in. It's a very heavy safer. Called the Imre Bina. One of the Gedolei Hador from lived in Sofia in Yerushalayim, and in his opening siman, Rav Meir Orbach, he was in Yerushalayim. In his opening siman, Siman Aleph, the Yonim Zman Hazeh, and I'm just telling you, it's giving in advance, it spans more than four full pages. So I can't read you everything, obviously. Just a couple of highlights. The Ramban writes, HaMitzvah zos noheges b'chol zman b'din imamenes aval b'zman hazeh b'tla smicha. It's all takana shlichusad avdina, getting peches. And ono chayom mitzvah smini shoftim in a Torah klal. Says in Revina, wait a minute. Gam b'zman hazmicha mishigolos and hedri gdolim b'nishkis ha-gazis b'donim din nefashis mokum gorei. And the Ramban says in Parshas Masay, on B'chol Mosh Vosechem. What do you mean, after the Churban? What do you mean, B'chol Mosh Vosechem? Ulai Hem Darshim Eile Lechem Lechukas Mishpat Al Sanhedrin, that's going to be Parsha. Shetia Lanu Lidoros Eide Shofetes Afilu Liachar HaChurban to Duran Dine Mominis, etc. What's that mean? There's a bunch of kashas over here. Says the Ramban in Yevamos, Membov. Ve'ev shadim in HaTorah afilu hedyotos donin b'shlichusayah demumchin. What's he talking about? Talking about Geirus. Geirus! Geirus! How can that be? Gin peches is a takana. Yichasaron kiss, shiach. How's it going to work? The Ramban himself says on Parashat Shoftin. But his mind is that there's no smoking. Call him a shvot and pretend him in a Torah. V'lof ne'edyotos. It's on a takon de Rabbanon. So Rabbanu Shalom, what are you going to do with Geirus? What are you going to do with Gittin? This is a tremendous cash. Tremendous cash. How do you reconcile the two Rambats?
There's an exception to Shlichus being revoked upon death.
Okay. Oh. So, Linen Kabbalah's Ger, watch this. The Alfina, the boy Mumchen Rak, me the Ksim Mishpot, was that crawly crawl of Dorosechem, the Mekabalim Gerim Af is man, the Lek of Smuchen. A special Xeras Akosov, Rabbi Onsai, a special Xeras Akosov, that it works. That it works. But Mishpat, the Imaminus, says Elohim three times. No, only Takana de Rabbanon. That's what he suggests. What do you do with Isui Haget? The Rhyme writes in Sanhedrin on that base. Oslo and Lefnei Adyotos. Even if you're Mekabel, the din, same as by in front of a Goyish court. As he said before, this is from Shalom Mumchen. Afal Pishio Deyash Isu, I get mold with Akonas Chachomim. Wah! Akonas Chachomim? To get Musa, wah! The Kongo Lama Lochoshal Isu, the Fnail of Nejotus. Shikusai Kavdina. That's what it means over there in Masech the Gittin. Okay? Takana de Rabbanan. Gittin v'kiddush, you're not going to believe this now. Rabbanan Yavam is my above. Called the Mekadesh Adata de Rabbanan Mekadesh. Whoa! Hear what he's saying over here? Unbelievable. If a Bez enforces a divorce, which matters then when they're entitled to do so, the rare cases. It means that the marriage is in effect nullified. Oh man! Wow. Yes, the kasha. The Rambam says the why do you need a bezin? Because if bezin tells him to do it, he really wants to do it on his own. So what do you need a takana for? He wants to do it. You guys found? You're right. In Donin the din I'm a furish permission of the kof and the hoti, the kof and also bez and chen and smuchim. Kaiva, the etzim I din bekoch, I'm not mea torah, mishlichu sai, the kamoi. Kaiva, that din nishtu veritz is drove, emashum, Masaman Shalalacha, we're just carrying out the words of the Tana and of the Mishnah in Eretz Israel. But Akfiya after Ksiv Lifnayam and Mishus Mina Torah that Joseph Lacha Bishotim Eliyaser. Kevin the Takonah Rabbanan Mishu after Lacha Bishmei Takonah Sagunas. The Ran says in Gittin, it's going to work. It's going to work. Mitzvah Lishmoa Divrei Chachamim. But if the din is not before the Mishnah, just as the Machlokes, Shas Bavli, Meforshim Poskim, then we're Hadyotos. We can't decide that. And after Lo Neda Mahu, we don't have power to do that. Then it's based on Kol HaMekash, Adad the Rabbon HaMekash. Quite a remarkable idea over here. This is all Rabbosai, some highlights from the Imrei Bina in Choshen Mishpat, Dina Dayanim, Simen Aleph. I only read part, far from everything. Okay. Good. Let's continue a little bit more as time allows. I want to make the following discussion. This is my own chiddush. This is very careful. My Rebbe said, go back to what the Rebbe said. My Rebbe said that Beis Din has two functions. Beis Din is the ultimate legislator and decisor of Jewish law, and that requires mumchen. Then the Hora, we said. But Beis Din also represents Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael. So the Beis Din HaGadol represents Klal Yisrael, whereas every local Beis Din represents its particular kila. We can say Hefker Beis Din Hefker, as we saw in the Ramah in Siman Beis. So I wanted to suggest that Hefker Beis Din Hefker works even without smicha. That's why all monetary matters can be adjudicated. Hefker Beis Din Hefker. What about Geirus? Here's my big chiddush. Big chiddush. Yes, we need a Beis Din for Geirus. What kind of Beis Din? What's Beis Din doing? So perhaps like this, Rabosai. Any agreement has to have the participation of both parties. Who's the agreement between? The Ger and Klal Yisrael. The Ger wants to come in, and Klal Yisrael is willing to accept the Ger. Right? What? You get to 10 million Jews to come to accept him? Here's the answer. A Beis Din of three is working as a stand-in for Klal Yisrael. That being the case, we can suggest a chiddush nifla, that in order to be a stand-in for Klal Yisrael, you don't need smicha ishni piyishet Moshe Rabbeinu. I repeat, when do you need smicha ishni piyishet Moshe Rabbeinu? When the Beis Din is functioning its capacity as a legislator, decisor, etc., etc., etc. But when the Beis Din is representing Klal Yisrael, perhaps for that you would not need Smuchim, ish nipiyish, ad Moshe Rabbeinu. A chiddush. But it's certainly a possibility. Possibility. Oh, what's the definition? We need the best possible representative. So when there was a Beis Din of Smuchim, you need that. Now there's no longer a Beis Din of Smuchim. So even a Beis Din of Adyotah, that's the best you can do. That could be pshar rabosai shlichusai de kamoi. They were metaking that when smicha ceases to exist, any three can do it because they're the best representative of Klal Yisrael. The original Beis Din died. That's a chasam sofas kasha. No, what's the repository of the ultimate power behind this? Klal Yisrael. We spoke about this when it came to the. Remember we spoke about this in the. The Shir about Kiddush HaChodesh. Dabach HaAdas B'nei Yisrael. Ultimate sources, he said, power to the people. Klal Yisrael, Adas B'nei Yisrael. And then they had the Beis Din working as their emissaries. So, So, interesting situation. What happened? A man, appoints a shliach to do something. And then, the person appointed a second shliach. And then the in-between shliach died. Looks in the Sugya second part, there are those who maintain, it's okay. Why? Because the second shliach is fundamentally an agent of the original Baal. He's just an intermediary, facilitator. So along the same lines, yeah, these people are smicha, and then the powers really come from Klal Yisrael. The bezin of the time is the in-between. They appointed us, even though they died, the Klal Yisrael appointment still remains. So it appears. That's my chiddush. I can't say it's true enough. This is a possible approach to explain how you do this. And the same thing, Arbosai, I wanted to suggest when it comes to forcing a get. There are two parts of forcing a get. One is a psak halacha, that this case, you have to force a get. That's a big dispute in many cases. I was just reading in Rabbi Shokhan and Sefer yesterday, the big time disputes between the Bata Din and Eretz Yisrael. How can it be a dispute? It's a Rabbanut. No. The local Bezin said what? There's an appeal, what they call the Bet Nagadol Yerushalayim, and they disagree. One direction or the other. And they're fighting back and forth. So they say, the quote lower Bezin says to the upper Bezin, sorry Charlie, you want to force again, it's against our conscience. We consider it to be an invalid, we're not going to do it. So the chief rabbi said, you're right. You're not mukhim to do it. But you're allowed to stay in your position, and you have to quit your position. No one should have to do something against his conscience. So remember, Rabbi Shapiro said so, and other chief rabbis and members of the Bet Nagadol. Okay, you see there can be an honest dispute among six people, or the majority is two different threes, you know. Yes, do kviya, no, we spoke this last year by Riches. Right. That's a question of Issa Veheta. Issa Veheta, you don't need a Bezdin, you don't need Smuchim. Issa Veheta, Shiloh. What needs a Bezdin? The kviya, to force the guy, the psak, that anyone can do whatever things to force him, so he can get in that peches. There too, I'm suggesting, Rabbi Osai, when the Bez and Paskins to force Reuben to divorce Rachel, Bez is doing so as a representative of Klal Yisrael. The same terrors we gave earlier with respect to the idea of Geiris representing Klal Yisrael, the same thing one could argue is true in this particular situation. Maybe, yes?
With the parallel between Gair being what we called it a judgment basically between the Gair and the Klal Yisrael, how is that paralleled in the second case?
No, I'm saying as follows. The decision that we call Issa Veheter to force it, that's Issa Veheter, that's nothing to do with Bezdin. The only thing is what we'll call a regular rabbi for that. Then you need someone to say, okay, only theoretically, don't miss it. Hit him, kofen also. Bang and force him. That's a formal decision. But that formal decision may be Bezin's functioning as a representative of Klal Yisrael, because this guy is not doing the right thing. To tell him, mister, you're doing the wrong thing. And we tell you in a very hard way you're doing the wrong thing. Could be that's a representing Klal Yisrael. That's what I'm suggesting. It's a possibility. A possibility. Maybe. 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 Can't say for sure. Maybe. Okay? Now, Rabbi Osai. We spoke about the Imre Bin and Siman Aleph, the Ramban Pashas Masay. The Dor Seichem tells you that there'll be a Bezin after the Churban. Fine? What do you mean after the Churban? After 40 years before the Churban, Hamakom Goren, but they still were Smuchin. Or no? Maybe means for all generations when there's no smuchim. That's not clear. In other words, the Dor HaSeichem means it could be to paskin, even though there's no din in the nefashos, you can still paskin the din in the other dinim until smicha runs out. Remember, 40 years before the churban they left. Another approximately 300 years there was still smicha. That's the chiddush. That's the gzeiras hakasuf. Well, no. It's for all generations. The Rebbeinu understood the first pshat, and he asked, why not the second pshat? Like by Geirus. And he said to Ramban, Memvav, Shtichusayu is Doraisa. I said, Takana Beferish. I say, no, it's no kasha. The sugya is in front of us when there were smukim in Eretz Yisrael. Then there's no gzeres akazal to Dorasechem. But after there's no longer any smukim anywhere in the world, then it would apply. Then it would apply. The kits and imrits, these are some of the highlights of the Sefer Imre Bina. Yes, sir.
How did the Imre Bina understand the reintroduction of smicha in the Beis Yosef?
Yeah, I can't answer that question. Maybe he doesn't agree with it. I don't know.
I mean, it seems that model could be used even today.
Perhaps.
In fact, it is.
Perhaps.
And that goes to the acceptance.
Right. So this idea, just to end up a few more minutes, that the Rabbanim in the city can establish a Beis Din. When this was going on, I was in Eretz Yisrael, and I spoke to two of the Gedolim. One of them is Reb Zalman Nechemiah, who agreed. Apparently wrote a tshuva to Rabbi Shlomo Tovitz at Baltimore. He was also quoting to me for our pair a number of other dayanim. Did Rabbi Shlomo Tovitz, Rabbi Yosha be quoted, Chaim Kanievsky, from this and Karelitz. Whoa, this is big stuff. So I was able to get an audience with this and Karelitz at the time, to a relative of mine, and yes, he confirmed it. He said, I heard it from his mouth, that the Rabbanim in town can in fact establish a Beis Din Kavua, if there's agreement of the Rabbanim in town. So, you know, what can I say? That's what they said. Some kind of a Takonis Chazal. Reb Zalman Nechemiah quoted Takonis Ezra. We saw in Ksubas Ezra the base, a Beis Din Kavua, Mondays and Thursdays. Right? I thought before Ezra was also Kavua. Except they had to have every day. He said only Monday and Thursdays. But it may even go before Ezra. It's hard to know. Oh. Question. We spoke about Ohev and Sone, etc., etc. What about someone who wants to come in to sit by the Din Torah? He wants to sit there. What are you saying? He wants to sit there. Another says, no, I don't want him to sit there. What do you say about that case? This happens all the time.
Today, the normal arbitration will not be prohibited because it's confidential.
Correct. Please open this, our last thing for today. Simon Yuzayan sifted out. Tamashi is about lawyers. Tamashi, you know. It's going to be some humdinger shir. But today, we're just finishing. Simon Yuzayan sifted out. Ima nitva omer. Boy, if I'm going to add the parentheses. Ima tovim rabin. Ima nitva omer. Ani chofet sheyeshu oave krova yetzik shani toen imochem. Dei shalo yistat mutanosoi. I want my friends and relatives. Ki atem arab. You have 10 guys. I'm only one. Hadin imo. He's right. You have to make it as equal as possible. They have 10 guys, and I don't want to add 10 against 1, so I can equalize it, says the Smas of Kotn Ches. This is what the Mordechai says in Shuas. Each one has to be wearing the same kind of clothes. So they asked Aaron Rutenberg, Im Shimon at Nitva Oma Ani Chavet Sheyeshu Krova Yetzli. O Dilma Motu HaShutfin, no, but 10 Shutfin against him. Lo Negale Tano Seine Bifnei Krovecha. Dilma Mizramza the Choramizi bequeats of Sayalitam. Oh, these 10 guys are going to give you winks and what's a taina? Tell a lie. Hey, Shiv. Af Ashutfin ein Leishiv Shama Eloso Shato and Dafka. The Vare Tanose, the Nitba, Tana, the Mistana Tanose. 10 against 1. The Gam Tanas had told him Tana, Dika the Mechash Dilma Mizramzari. One on one. Okay, so the Tzma suggests the Beis Din can insist one on one. That's it. What about the secretary of the Beis Din to sit with a woman when she's afraid to be among 10 men? I think that would be okay. That would be okay. If it's one against one, I can insist no one else is allowed in. No, I only need my friend. No, two against. No, you bring your friend. I want my friend, and I'll let you bring your friend. I say no, not your friend, not my friend, no friends. What's it in? Had the Pesachet Shuvah here. Siv Katan Zayin. Watch this. If the Balei Din Misratim Sheyeshu Ova Vetzlo and Limchalzion, you don't. If they agree, you shouldn't stop them. Okay. The Radvaz has the following case. Reuven and Shimon came to a din. Shimon brought his friends with him. Reuven says, "No, I don't want them there." Says Shimon, "You bring your friends." Reuven says, "I don't want your friends. I don't want my friends." Who right? Reuven wins. Because maybe Shimon's friends are sharper than Reuven's friends. And they'll tell you what kind of din to pass him. Or they're stronger friends. That's it. Why? Guys were dressing a certain way. We tell how Vishayu Kamoscha. Hocha Omar. Tovim Yodecha Kamoni Lo Kasha. Ki Amalbush Shim Shovim. Put on a suit. Velo Anoshim Shovim. I can't get the guys who are sharp as your friends. Adkan and Pisket Shuva. Yud Zayin, Sivkot and Zayin. We'll have to stop here. Mishim tomorrow. We'll start talking about lawyers, as explained by the Rav Shokhman and others. Bizman Hazeh. Okay, good. He takes us downstairs if he wants to look inside. It's heavy. Leave it on my desk, okay? Simon Allen.